Hello, my fans, friends. Welcome to the Rich Herring podcast feed, powered by Acast Plus. Thanks to everyone who's come to see the Can I Have My Ball Back tour so far. It's been going really well. I've got a 4-star review in The Standard, 4-star review in The Telegraph, who once called me the worst comedy experience of the year, so that's a turnaround. People have been coming, people have really been enjoying it, and it's getting better and better. The only gigs this week are both in Pocklington, the town I was born in, near York. There's a couple of tickets left for the evening show and a few more tickets left for the matinee, I think about 4:30. But love to see you there, Yorkshire. Pop along. Check richardherring.com/ballback/tour or richardherring.com/gigs to see if I'm coming near to you. There are tickets left for nearly every show in the tour. I think Norwich has sold out. And a couple of gigs in London could do with your support as well. Anyway, please listen to the podcast. Do spread the news about the podcast to your friends. Listen as much as you can. Numbers are slightly down, which may affect the future of this podcast. So just leave it playing, even if you're not in the room. Love you. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy whatever it is you're going to listen to.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello, my fine friends. Welcome to another very special emergency questions compilation in which I collate, with the help of Ben Evans, not that one, and the help of Kathleen McKeegan, that one, from rahelastapur.com. We collate some of the funniest answers to some of the common, more common emergency questions, the ones you love, the ones I've asked loads of times, the ones I love. And it makes a very funny show that I think could go out on Channel 5. I think it's that good. And if you don't think so, just turn around, Buster. Go and listen to Off Menu or something. No, don't. Stay here and listen to this. Or just leave it on. You don't have to listen. Anyway. We've had some fun so far, and it's really nice to listen back to these interviews, and it's really interesting, I think, to hear the different answers you get each time. It is like a clip show in many ways. You will have heard most of these before, though occasionally we put in ones from the backstage interviews that you'll only have heard if you're with Acast Plus or a Badger, which you can join anytime you want. Rahelastapur, Acast Plus, gofasterstripe.com/badges. You can put in a little bit of money and help us make more content like this very thing. Not that this really costs much money, although it costs Ben Evans has to spend all his time putting it together. He works very hard. He's a good lad. Anyway, let's find out what this week's emergency question is, this month's emergency question is as well, by spinning the big roulette wheel of emergency questions. Here it comes. Ooh, it's spinning round. Listen to it. Ooh, yes. There it goes. And it's landed. And basically the question's this one, which is really one of my favourites. I love this one and I have kept asking it for a long time. It's if all the museums and the art galleries in the world got together, they said they loved your work and they were prepared to let you take one thing home from any art gallery or museum in the world. You could choose, what would that thing be? And let's go to the very first time I asked this. It was in Edinburgh. I'd just been to the museum in Edinburgh. You'll find out what sparked this question off as I talk to the magnificent Spencer Jones.
Oh, this is a question I thought of yesterday because I love coming to Edinburgh and I've hardly ever done it, but I like to go and see the Isle of Lewis chessmen in the National Museum, Gallery, whatever it is.
Right.
And I would quite like to take some of those home with me and keep them. And someone found one in a drawer. Did you see that? Someone found a Lewis chessman in their drawer that had been there for 50 years. You know the Lewis chessmen? You must do.
I don't know.
Well, they were discovered in the Orkneys or somewhere like that. Forgive my ignorance. The Isle of Lewis, probably. thinking about it. And they're just this really sort of slightly comic but quite cool chess set from Viking times. Yeah. I would like to own one of those. If you could take one item from any museum or art gallery and you're allowed to take it home with you in the world...
Oh, crikey.
They just said you're allowed to have one.
I've not been to enough to give you an answer.
Is there anything that you're looking... Is there a painting? Because it's like not necessarily has to be the most valuable thing.
Yeah.
It could be.
Oh, God. Richard.
Is there anything you fancy having in your house? I saw a nice Van Gogh the other day that I'd never seen before. I thought I'd like that. That's not one of the main ones.
They
wouldn't miss that. It's probably cheaper than the others.
Yeah, one of his early
works. I'm looking to see how much that is. It was a bit out of my price range.
God, what would I like? So maybe something to do with the Beatles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe quite good to have John Lennon's, that piano he played in Imagine. That'd be pretty good.
It would be pretty good.
Yeah, but never play Imagine on it. just chopsticks. Put videos online just to annoy people.
Yeah, you should have done that as a version. Imagine you had my piano. It would be pretty cool.
It's a lovely question, this, because the whole world is your oyster and you'll get usually very different answers. Sometimes it's difficult with an emergency question to find one that won't just come up with the same jokes. Often people find the same funny answer. They do a little occasionally with this one. But you also find out a lot about the person. It's a difficult question to answer. People won't have really thought about it. But then when they come up with an answer, it will be something very specific that tells you a lot about them, as we learned from Spencer there. And we're about to learn a lot more about the wonderful Amy Gledhill.
I'll ask you this. This was a more recent one as well, which is if all the museums and art galleries... I've been doing this one for ages, but I love this one. If all the museums and art galleries in the world got together and said, we love you and your stuff, Amy, you can have one thing from all of our museums and art galleries to keep, and you can take it home and it's yours. What art piece of art or historical artifact or whatever would you like to have?
Oh.
Could be something from the York Dungeons. or it could be the Mona Lisa. It could be whatever you want.
Do you know what I really love? And I've seen it. Well, it's a replica, but I've seen it twice. And I get really emotional about it. And I don't know why. Especially when I tell you what it is. So there's Duchamp. Do you know, he's like a Dadaist, which I don't know much about. But I found out that he was making these things called ready-mades. And he got a toilet urinal, and signed it and was like, that's art. And I think that's amazing, because it's like big finger up to a lot of things there, Duchamp. And I've seen it in San Francisco, and I saw it. It's in the Tate now, and I just love that it's just a urinal. Mm-hmm. I think that's dead cool. And for my degree, because my mum doesn't think art's for her, any art, I made her, for my final piece, I made my mum sit on a bench and eat some fish and chips. I was like, you don't have to do anything, and you can be the art, mum, you can do it. And my examiners came and had to just watch my mum eating some fish and chips on a bench. And, like, I really thought, you know, like, when I was at uni, I was just like, this is so cool. This is mind-bending. And as soon as it was happening, I was like, what have I done? What have I done? And then my mum got the giggles, and she couldn't stop laughing, and there was just, like, fish coming out. And she always has, like, a bit of... My mum's great, but she always has a bit of kitchen roll in her sleeve. Do you know, like... just in case. And she was like absolutely like wetting herself, and she's getting this kitchen roll out, like spitting fish into it, and my examiners, like three of them, stood just like watching this thing happening, and they don't know what it's meant to be. But I think I did pass, but only like just. But my point was like, oh, anything can be art, mum. She was like, no. And I was like, yeah, maybe not. You just leave it to the other people.
You could have had anything. You've just chosen to have a urinal. I can buy you a urinal.
Can you?
Yeah, I can send you what kind of urinal do you want? Do you want the ones that's just like a little sort of oval egg on the wall?
Yeah, this one's quite a curvy one.
Yeah, just one that sort of sits halfway up the wall.
Yeah.
Because there's the trough type you can have. That's a bit more expensive. But yeah, I'll sort you out one
Could
of those.
Could you?
Yeah, I'll sign it for you.
Would you? Yeah. I'd love that.
Okay. Would you take that instead of a fee?
Instead of a mug. Yeah, I absolutely would. And urinal cakes is something I've only just learnt about.
Yeah, they're great.
They sound delicious.
They do sound good.
So I'm absolutely scrumptious.
I think one of the mad... Peter Benham used to do Mad Thoughts when we used to do Lee and Herring on the radio. And I think one of the ones I came up with was the idea of eating one of the urinal cakes. That every time I go to the urinal, you think about eating one of those urinal cakes. Because they look like they might be nice, but they're also covered in wee. So you're aware, and you know, that you know they're probably not, don't taste good. Even if you ate one from the packet, I mean. But once a lot of men have weed on it. Yeah. Who'd have thought we'd go into the gutter like that after such a... for all the art...
And I'd forgotten that I owe Amy Gledhill a urinal. I don't know if we paid her in the end, so maybe I should just send it anyway. She'll probably have forgotten too. It'll be very confusing. But look, again, what a terrific answer that was, and it led us to some very interesting places. I remember this next one. This was Jenny Eclair on tour, and she came up to Leicester, I believe, to talk to me. And let's see what her answer. She's a woman who's a very good artist herself, so let's see what artist or artifact she has chosen.
And I'll ask you this emoji question as well, which we may have touched on this a little bit, but this is the new emoji question I like asking. If you could take one item home with you from any art gallery or museum in the world and you're allowed to keep it and it's yours, I think you'll have a good answer to this question. What art, piece of art or artifact or anything from any museum or art gallery would you like to possess?
God, that's really, really hard. I've seen so much good stuff. I live with someone who collects.
Yes,
I mean,
I've
not
seen
on
this.
A sort
I've
of,
seen
you know.
Inside your house.
Am I going to go? I live in southeast London.
Yeah.
So we've got to be a bit careful, I live in mostly a glass house. People can see in. So really, I need something quite small.
Okay.
That I can hide in the toilet because otherwise they'll all be in. oh God, that is really. Who do I... can I come back to... No, I've got to think of something on the spot.
No, it's fine. It can take some time. The bones
okay.
of King
Okay,
King
I'll
King
have
Richard
something
III.
In my garden. I'll have a Henry Moore in my garden.
Okay.
Okay, because they're heavy, right? You want a big fuck-off Henry Moore. And they can't carry them out.
No.
Not the little junkies that live around me. They can't. So I'll have that in my back garden.
Okay.
And then I will have... There is a really beautiful piece that I'd have in my spare room. I'm going to have something for every room, I think. Okay.
There's I mean, a piece technically by... it's only one, but you can steal some more while you're in there.
There's a piece by Sam Taylor Wood, and it's a piece of film. It's an installation, and it's David Beckham sleeping.
Okay.
It's really lovely. It's really beautiful.
Seen that.
And I don't really like installation art much, but I sometimes do. When I do, I really like it. Do you remember there was one with Tilda Swinton? Do you remember when Tilda Swinton... Do you know Tilda Swinton? She's an actress. I base my whole look on her, and I can't quite do it. She's very, very elegant, proper actress. Anyway, she did this installation, I can't remember who it was for, where she lay in a glass box, like Sleeping Beauty.
Okay.
Yeah, like in a casket.
Yeah.
And it was in at the Serpentine Gallery.
Okay.
I remember going to see that. And there was a lid on it, and I just thought, I wonder if Tilda's been farting. And I just lifted the farting.
Yeah.
The box.
Yeah. I mean, you'd think you were safe, wouldn't you? That's the thing.
Yeah, you would.
So you'd like Tilda Swinton in a box in your house?
No, I like so many different things. I mean, you know, there are a few things that I love a Hockney. I think the great thing about having a Hockney is if you had a bigger splash on your wall, nobody would know it was the real thing. Everyone would think you got it from Athena posters. So nobody would nick it. That'd be fine.
Yeah, okay. I mean, okay. I think in this fantasy world, you don't have to worry about someone stealing it.
Okay. Well, then, I've got a Tracy Emin. It's my bed. It's a homage every day. I didn't get it. Funny. No, there's so many.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, the old man, he drags him around an art gallery most weeks.
Yeah, I knew Jenny would be good value on that one. And look, it's not necessarily the funniest of answers to this one, but boy, are we learning some great stuff. And it's really interesting to hear about these people's different tastes and the thing that you would take. I mean, I do love those Lewis Chessmen. I do want those... I think that's still my answer, but I do see stuff every now and again. Usually for me, it's historical artefacts. I'll probably start talking about them in some of the answers ahead, so I won't say any more, just in case it's coming up. Next up, this was a remote chat with someone I've chatted to a few times, or a couple of times at least. I can't believe we get people of this calibre on my podcast. It's the wonderful, fantastic David Cross. If you could, if you all the world's museums and art galleries got together and said we would like to give David Cross one item, because we love his work so much. We loved him in The Chipmunks and we loved him in Mr. Show. We loved everything he's done.
All right. So this is obviously the Uffizi Gallery and the National Portrait Gallery. Okay. So those two got together.
You can take any art gallery, any museum, and they'll give you one painting or artifact or whatever you want from any art gallery or museum. What would you have?
I'm going to mispronounce it, but at the huge museum in Istanbul, the Topkapi, whatever. I've been there. Huge, beautiful museum. And in a room, a tiny, tiny box. I know you can't see this if you're listening at home, but it's roughly the... Oh gosh. I mean, let's say it's like 2 inches by an inch velvet, wood panel with, you know, gold inlay and things like that. And the little thing that, that describes it, tiny little piece of paper. This is under like heavy plexiglass in a guarded room. And I'm paraphrasing it, but within this blessed box lies a hair from the Prophet Muhammad. It's not open. Wasn't open. It was just a closed box.
Okay.
And you're just supposed to take it on good faith that there's a hair. I don't know which hair, where it came from, what part of the body, but a hair from the Prophet Muhammad was in that box. Nice. Beautiful box. Beautiful box.
Yeah.
But no, not even a photograph of the hair next to the box. It was just a closed box. And it's a beautiful museum. It's really, it's like their main museum. And there you go. That's the thing I would want. I would want the box that supposedly has...
And would you look or would you not look? Would you keep it?
Schrodinger's cat. Okay. I can't look or it won't be there. Okay. If I look, it won't be there.
Well, that's a terrific answer. I don't think we'll get that one again. So it's nice to get an individual answer. What did I tell you? This is just so fascinating. Terrifying. David Cross always a little bit terrified about what he might say next. That's why I love him. But what a beautiful, poetic, fantastic answer that was. Let's see what Lauren Patterson had to say on her first appearance at one of the Edinburgh Fringe podcasts. I love this comedian. She is fantastic. If you could take any one item from any art gallery or museum in the world and have it for yourself and take it home and keep it, which painting or item from a museum would you like to have?
I would want to take just the whole gift shop.
Right.
How good would that be?
Well, so you could run it from your home?
Run it from my house. That's how I'm going to get a mortgage. Because then every time someone comes to visit, I'd be like, do you want a pencil?
Do you want and then a very overpriced pencil as well.
Yeah.
I think, but there's a lot of these sort of scams in the world, and we're in one of the scams, which is being a comedian and make people pay to come and see us. That's quite a good scam. There's lots of places that have that markup. Then if you're on holiday, you're allowed to mark up the price of everything. If you run a gift shop in a museum, you're allowed to sort of mark up the price, and you sort of the customer feels they should buy something, I suppose.
Yeah, because they're like, well, I've not appreciated any of the art. But if I buy a postcard of the most visually appealing piece of art I didn't understand, then I'm still smart.
Yeah. Especially if you've got the gift shop, you've got all the posters as well, so if you fancy any of the posts, the pictures, you can put them up. Because you don't really need the original one.
No.
But it'd be nice to have the original one, though, wouldn't it? Just a bit of security, Van Gogh up there.
So bad with art. I remember going to the Picasso Museum?
It could be. That is one of them.
Where's he? Which bit of the world? Barcelona?
Yeah, that would be. Is that the right one? Right, yeah.
Yeah, and I walked in and I was like, I'm going to have a day at an art gallery. I'm so cultured. I did the whole thing in about 3 minutes. Yeah. And then I felt really bad. I was like, I don't think I've looked at the art enough. So then I did another lap, but then people were just looking at us like, she's already done a lap. And I was like, now do I look like I like the art too much? And I think I did just go to the gift shop. I was like, no, art isn't for me.
Yeah. It's good. I agree with you, really. I think it's you do feel like you're beholden to go in and get some, but occasionally you'll find one and go, I like, you know, I kind of like something about that.
Yeah, I like ones of the sea, okay. Ones of like the beach. I'm like, that's nice, that's pretty. Any one of the Tyne Bridge, because I'm from the northeast, so it's like that classic thing where as soon as I see anything with the Tyne Bridge on, I just like rip off my shirt and start bleeding black and white, even if I haven't been home in like 5 years. I'm like, I'm so northern.
Absolutely terrific. Do check out Lauren if you get a chance. And also at the Edinburgh Fringe, I asked this question to most people at the Edinburgh Fringe, I think this the year I thought it up. This is another absolutely brilliant comedian with a fantastic mind, Rob Orton.
If you could take one item from any museum or art gallery and take it home with you, they said you could have one thing out of any museum or art gallery and it's yours. Mm. Which one item from all the world's museums and art galleries would you take home and have at your house?
Probably the Heywayne by Constable.
Yeah, nice.
Just because I go to the National Gallery quite a lot in London because you can go to the toilet. And but also it's got a really comfy sofa in front of the Heywayne.
Yeah.
And it's like real old leather and I just sit there. Yeah, it's a great painting that. Yeah.
Maybe you should take the sofa though. If it's the sofa.
Yeah. I like the sofa, yeah. Toss up between the sofa and the toilet.
Very nice. This next one comes from one of the lockdown remote podcasts. Most people choosing art, I notice, at the moment. I wonder if that will change and we'll get anything like museum artefacts. I mean, I suppose the Lewis Chessmen are a bit of both.
Well, it's been a lot of fun so far, hasn't it? Now it is time for something that's even more fun than the show. Our wonderful adverts from our sponsors. Back soon.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Thanks very much. We're back with more amazing emergency questions, compilations.
This is fantastic satirist, brilliant actor. He's still hitting the top of his game on the social media with his brilliant videos. It's Michael Spicer.
And if you could have any one item from any museum or art gallery in the world, you're allowed to take it home and keep it. Anything, anywhere in the world. It can be a historical artifact. It can just be a thing. It can be a painting. It can be a sculpture. You're allowed to keep it. Which one thing are you going to take from any museum in the world and have?
Sunflowers. I take Van Gogh sunflowers.
You did loads of those.
Which one do you want?
I'd pick the one that my dad has spent his entire life recreating.
Okay. With paint or with sunflowers? How does your dad recreate it?
I didn't. Yes. No. He paints. He basically paints perfect recreations of Van Gogh pictures, and the sunflowers is like up there.
Okay. I mean, that's slightly insulting to your dad that you've taken Van Gogh's sunflowers when you could just have taken one of your dad's copies of the sunflowers if they're any
good.
Yeah,
but I feel like. You know, he's a very moral, upstanding man, but I'm sure if I said, I got the real one in the back of my Suzuki, would you like to come and see it? He'd probably go, yeah. But make sure you take it back. So.
Yeah. Is it your dad's version of the sunflowers good, would you say? Or are they?
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible.
Are they as good as?
He is, I mean, he's retired now, he's 86.
Yeah. That's impressive.
Yes. And he was a greengrocer in Dagenham his entire working life. But the whole time I was growing up, there would just be these massive, massive Van Gogh pictures in our tiny flat. And they're just absolutely amazing. So that was the first thing I thought of.
Did you ever consider saying to your dad, why don't you paint something that's your own idea, mate? Stop copying Van Gogh.
Well, first of all,
do a picture of some. What?
I'd never call my dad mate for a start. Would you call your dad mate?
No, but you know, he's a. It wouldn't suit. No one calls my dad mate. No.
He does do it from time to time, but I would never say, you know what? Give that thing off. Knock it on the head.
Do you want me to give him a ring and say, I've heard about the sunflowers, and I just think. Move on. It's been covered by someone else.
No, I wouldn't advise you to talk to my dad. No, I wouldn't advise you to do that at all.
Okay, just if you want me to help. If he's a greengrocer, why didn't he could do different vegetables and stuff? That's what I'd say. Do some sprouts.
Because he hated being a greengrocer.
Yeah, sorry. I've thought it through, and I think ringing your dad to accuse him of copying Van Gogh and moving on to sprouts.
Yeah.
Probably not going to do it.
You know, we never sold these paintings. Never sold them. We just gave them.
Who's that, your dad or Van Gogh? Is that your dad or Van Gogh?
Well, Van Gogh sold more paintings than your dad did of Van Gogh paintings.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, man, I remember that now. That was... you know, look, I listen back to these and I think, look, my guests are very funny, but I'm sometimes surprised. When I let go, I'm sometimes surprised at how funny or cheeky or wrong I am. I remember slightly worrying about that bit after he'd recorded it. But Michael took it in good heart, and I apologise to his dad if his dad is listening. Carry on painting sunflowers, mate. And we got a nice bit of information about Michael's dad there. That we wouldn't have got without us. That's when emergency questions are at their utmost. Another brilliant interview from remote times, from those awful lost years. I did interview her live after this, but I was delighted to even talk to her online. And she's such a funny and interesting woman. And, you know, the woman of my dreams in many ways. It's the fabulous Annika Rice. What would she like from a museum or an art gallery? I don't remember. Let me find out with you now. If all the world's art galleries and museums got together and said, we love you, Annika, we love all the charity work you've done and all your TV shows, and we've decided to gift you one item from any museum or art gallery in the world that you can keep, is there a work of art or an artefact that you would like to have in your house?
Suddenly we seem to have gone quite highbrow.
I thought I'd end highbrow after all the pedo jokes.
Well, I think I would have one of Rodin's sculptures.
Okay, that's nice. Is there a particular one you like?
No, but I have got. If I could just go in that room, I could bring you this beautiful book I got of all his line drawings and sculptures.
Sure.
And I just love his energy.
It's good I went highbrow at the end of the interview with Annika, so she didn't just think I was a gutter merchant or merchant. a gutter emergent. That's what she thought I was. Let's find out what Ardal O'Hanlon has to say about this issue, this very important issue.
If all the art galleries and museums in the world said, we love My Hero, it's our favourite show, and we'd like to give you one, we'd like to give you one, or any of your work, that we'd like to give you one item from any museum or art gallery in the world and you can take it home and have it, what would you like to have?
Oh. Mm. What would I like to have from any art gallery in the
world? Any art gallery or museum. It can be an artefact, it can be a painting, it can be a sculpture.
Oh. It could be a Picasso or anything. It
could be Picasso.
Could it?
Yeah, it could be anything in the cinemas.
I would probably take something like the Edward Munch work, The Scream, or something like that. I actually, the wallpaper on my phone is another Edward Munch painting of people on a quay in a little port.
He should have put the Scream bloke in it, shouldn't it? That's what. If I'd been Edward Munch, I'd have put that Scream bloke in everything.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what. That was his gimmick. He should have stuck with that. Whatever he's drawing, that bloke should have been in the corner somewhere. That was the successful one.
Or a Van Gogh.
Yeah. And which Van Gogh would you like?
Any of them.
I'm not fussy. Good.
My Hero. I'm a cheeky fuck, I have to say. Back to the Edinburgh Fringe, where I talked to the brilliant Australian comedian, storyteller, intellectual, podcaster, incredible, lion-faced woman. It's Alice Fraser.
All right, I bet you've got a good answer to the museum art gallery question. If you could have one item from any art gallery or museum that's yours and you can take it home and keep it in the whole world, which item would you take to own?
To own, not to sell on?
You can sell on, it's yours, and then you can do what you like with it.
If it was just to enjoy for myself, there used to be an incredible installation at the Melbourne Art Gallery that was just a pool, sort of turquoise bottom, and it had just cheap bowls floating in it and a convection current that banged them against each other with this sort of beautiful gong noise. And I used to just go and sit there and it was like so relaxing and so nice. I'd have that.
I reckon you could knock one of those up in your own house.
Probably, but I am desperately lazy. So that or, some sort of fancy crown.
A crown would be a good choice. I haven't thought of a crown. There's lots of stuff at the Tower of London that would be really cool to take.
One of those colonially thieved diamonds that are the size of your fist, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that would be quite nice, wouldn't it? Yeah. But, just a little nest egg to fall back on.
Yeah.
Imagine owning like a thousand of those. I mean, imagine owning all of the crown jewels. And just think, I've still got that there. They could do. Why don't they
I
just sell
the
crown?
Queen thinks that all the time.
Why don't they just sell like a couple of the crown jewels, and then we could sort out all the rest of the country?
Yes, they could do that, but they won't.
Why don't they just sell a couple of palaces and a couple of the crown jewels? A couple of the.
Why don't we just dismantle the monarchy and redistribute the wealth?
There's people in America.
Just set up a little guillotine in Trafalgar Square. Just a little one.
I'm just putting the idea out there. It doesn't seem fair. They've got all that stuff.
Not even big enough for heads, just a circumcision gift.
I think I'd take the stone of Scudin and I'd put it in my chair at home under my chair and sit on it. That's what I would do. Yeah.
See, it goes from art gallery to insurrection. It's an incredible thing. Also from Edinburgh, let's talk to the very talented George Egg. He can cook with any item. He makes incredible food. Do catch his show if you get the chance. Let's see what he would like from an art gallery or museum.
If you could have one item from any art gallery or museum and you could take it home and keep it that's in any art gallery or museum in the world, is there a painting or an artefact you would like to own?
No. What I would like there's the benches in the Tate Modern.
Okay.
I really like those. I'm a bit of a philistine when it comes to art. My brother is a painter, and we don't meet in our opinions. So I've said to him before, I really like graphics and lettering and all that kind of thing. And so when he said to me once, if you could have any Picasso, what would you have? And I said I would, if money weren't an issue, I would rather have a really good poster of the Picasso exhibition than an actual Picasso, because I'd like the aesthetic of all that. And he was furious. But when I go to art galleries, I'm more interested in, oh, I love what they've done with the floor, and I love the hinges and the lights on the, you know, on the handrails in the Tate and that kind of thing. So, and there's these benches, which I don't know if they're still there, but I remember they were oak, and they were slightly sort of curved like that, and then they've got slots cut in them, and the slots were filled with a very slightly sort of soft resin, so that when you sat on them, there was a little bit of give, and they looked beautiful, like sort of armadillos. Back kind of thing.
And so there must come a point where they, you know, there's just a skip out the back and they're chucking those out.
I'm sure, yeah.
You just hang around.
With my van.
If anyone works there and knows if there's one of those, can you send it to George?
I'd like one, at least one.
I think that seems fair enough. You know, that's realistic as well. You could get one of those.
Yeah.
I mean, you could make one of those probably if you set your mind to it.
I like the idea of nicking one, like in the Thomas Crown Affair, but rather than nicking a painting, nicking some furniture.
I do. I like that.
They're not going to be covered by the cameras, are they?
Well, occasionally, like in an art gallery, there'll be like an unusual door or fire escape sign or something. You start to wonder, modern art, is that part of the? Is that part of the museum?
Yeah, if someone's got a crisp bag, everyone going, "Oh, that's amazing."
And I like that's when I like it. I like art when it fucks up your head and which is why I think I like comedy, because you leave a comedy gig and everything's been slightly twisted and leaves you thinking about stuff differently. And I generally don't get much out of art, but if I've gone to some art I really like, you come out and you're looking at the world and everything seems weird afterwards.
I don't hate all art, but I'm more excited by
I agree, the bench is more useful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Though if you had a Picasso, you could probably buy as many benches.
Yes, well, that's the thing. If it's the money issue. if it's about money, I would like just whatever's the most expensive but that I could resell.
Yeah. Okay, the roof of the Sistine Chapel, taken down, stuck on your own bedroom roof.
The brilliant George Egg. Fern Brady, absolutely one of my favourite guests I've had. This is from the Edinburgh Fringe. I think this might have been her very first appearance on the podcast. She's been on another couple of times. Her autobiography is astonishing. You must buy it. You must go and see it live if you get the chance. She is really one of a kind and fantastic. But what would you like from the Art Gallery Museum? Only she can tell us. Let's listen.
If you could take one item from any museum or art gallery in the world and take it home and keep it and it's yours, you're allowed one thing from any museum or art gallery. Is there something you would like to have?
Yeah, probably a stuffed tiger. To be as a centrepiece for my living room.
Yeah, you could probably buy that on eBay.
All right, enough, yeah. yeah, probably that.
Still that stuffed tiger?
Yeah.
I'd quite like a dinosaur if we were going to go down the natural history route. Quite like, the skeleton. I'm not expecting a real Jurassic Park thing going on.
I'll tell you what I would love.
Yeah.
Oh my God, when they have preserved bodies of saints.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like that.
Like one of those.
Oh, I love that stuff. Or what's that village where every year they dig up their dead relatives and walk them around the town?
I don't know what village that is. Is that in Scotland? Is that in Scotland?
I'm telling you, this is real. It's somewhere in India or something. Basically, like, every year, they dig up their dead grandparents, change their clothes, have a chat with them, and walk them around the town in a parade.
Wow.
It's so cool. You should look at
it. It does look. It's a bit like Coco, the Disney film.
Oh, I haven't seen that film.
They're actually dead people coming back from the other side. But, yeah, it's interesting. I did not know about that.
I love how some people really have to struggle to come up with an answer, and some people just come out bang, and a stuffed tiger coming out immediately, then all the other stuff afterwards. Come on. This is why Fern is a genius. It's fantastic. The next guest is someone I admire very much. I admire her mother even more. It's the wonderful Sophie Ellis-Bextor.
If you could, if all the world's museum and art galleries got together, which they might do by the sound of your life, because you've already been in Game of Thrones, just to say I want to be in Game of Thrones, and I am. and they said, we love your work. We love Murder on the Dance Floor so much. We'd like to give you one item from all the any of the museum or art gallery in the world for you to keep. What would you like to have?
Oh, really?
Yeah, which... what?
That is cool.
Yeah, what would you like?
Oh, wow. I mean, there's so many things that would be really beautiful, but actually the thing that's really popped into my head is that amazing painting of the Lady Jane Grey in the National Gallery, which
yeah.
I don't know if... I mean, It's an unusual one to want to look at every day.
It is, but
it's I do love the painting.
What do you love?
We were talking about it the other day, so that's probably why it's fresh in my mind. Okay. You must know the one I'm talking about, do you? Where I think it was painted in the late
1800s. Right.
But it's of, the 11-day queen. So she's only 16 and she's got her blindfold on and there's the guy waiting with the axe and she's trying to find the block. And really huge and it's one of those paintings you can really stare at for a long time. And as I was having a chat about it the other day, so I think that's why it's fresh in my mind. If I had it on the wall, really, people were like, whoa, bold choice. But I just think that it'd be nice to have a bit of art that you can keep seeing new things in every time you look at it. So let's go big.
No one's chosen that before.
I'm not surprised. Really. A teenage girl about to be beheaded.
Teenage girl's about to be killed. I mean, you know, it's
that's don't analyse.
What is life if that is not life? That's what life is.
Terrific stuff. And now, you know, again, one of the absolute top guests we've ever had on Rahulastapa. He's someone who will not come out to do live gigs anymore. And we got him, I don't know if this is from the Glasgow one, or the London one, or the Edinburgh one. But we got him in for that Glasgow gig with Fern Brady as his last live appearance, practically, I think. You know who I'm talking about. This is going to be a great answer. It's the phenomenal and unique... And I wish he would come and do some more books and do some more live shows and do some more telly. I'm sure he will. It's Brian Limond, a.k.a. Limmy.
If you could have any one item from any art gallery or museum in the world, so it can be just any artefact, any historical item, any piece of art, anything like it can be a computer museum, what one item you could allow to take home and keep it, what would you like to have?
Mona Lisa.
Yeah,
so
straight in.
So people would then come and visit it and they'd have to pay to come in. And before, just the most popular one.
Yeah,
that's it.
I mean,
they get to get it and fucking burn it.
Yeah,
burn it on my stream. Come watch the night at 10 o'clock. Twitch.tv/Lemmy. I'm burning the Mona Lisa, and I really am. I really am.
Well, anyway, it's kind of crazy. So many people go to see the Mona Lisa. They don't need all the other art in that gallery. They could have just a gallery for the Mona Lisa and charge people to go and see that, and they would do just as well. Aye. They don't need all the Louvre should chuck out the other shit. Just have that.
Do you say Mona Lisa or Lisa?
Mona Lisa.
Is it like Lisa Tarbot?
Mona Lisa, I think Mona Lisa.
Lisa Stansfield.
It's Mona Lisa Stanfield, I'd say.
Is it?
Mona Lisa. Yeah, I mean, we could spend a long time saying Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa.
What?
Mona Lisa,
fucking,
Mona Lisa.
The energy dipping out the fucking head, right? I don't know. What do you think? Nah. What's on the telly, anyway?
I think we do it for long enough. I think people will come back in. That's what I think.
We'll come back and we'll talk about this in the fourth one.
They didn't mind about the Monopoly chat in the end and the last one. You were worried about the Monopoly chat.
I was really worried about the Monopoly chat.
It was very interesting.
It felt like... I mean, I can talk about Monopoly like fuck. And it's
me
not
too.
Even I'm a big Monopoly fan, but... I was actually starting to talk about it right now. But it felt to me like I'd talked about it for like about 20 fucking minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe even like 3 minutes, but I felt like, fuck me, man. This is like a good fucking 20% of the whole fucking episode.
Yeah.
About... Monopoly, how you should go for the orange ones, forget about the green ones.
Yeah, definitely.
Get all the orange ones and things like I'm doing it again. Fucking hell, man. So where were we? So where was I before the orange? Yep.
You know, just some people, just funny all the time, whatever they say, I've got tears running in my face. And another person who's like that, I mean, again, someone I would never admit to their actual face, that I thought this, but I love chatting to this guy. I love the fact that we've never had a bit of Leicester Square Theatre. It's always been at other locations. And, you know, I like to think he's a good friend of mine, though I wouldn't go out and have a drink with him running. I don't go out for a drink with anyone. Anyway, let's have a listen. It's John Cairns.
If you could have one item from any art gallery or museum in the world and take it home and own it, it's yours, but you're allowed to have one thing for free, what one item from any museum or art gallery in the world would you take home and have as yours?
I've worked at two museums.
Yeah. Did you fancy taking anything home with you? Which museums have you worked at?
Natural History Museum.
Okay. Big dinosaur.
Well, that's on tour.
It's what? It's on tour.
The Dippy, yeah. The Diplodocus. That's on tour.
It's on tour.
It's not in the main hall anymore.
Okay.
The Blue Whale was there now.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
And I worked at the Science Museum.
Okay, yeah.
In a replica, full-size replica of Wallace and Gromit's house.
Okay. What were you?
Huh?
What were you in the house? What
well,
were you
doing in 2008.
This? Yeah.
The Intellectual Property Office wanted to get more people interested in, if they had an idea, getting the IP on it.
Yeah.
So they spent £2 million building a full-size replica of Wallace and Gromit's house.
Yeah.
Because he was an inventor.
Yeah.
And then the idea is that kids came in and learnt about intellectual property.
Okay. Was it just
Aardman Sue?
Was it Aardman suing them for building the house without getting permission?
No, Aardman was there. I met Nick Park.
Okay, cool.
And you know who I let in for free one day?
Adam I, the video reviewer from Live and Kicking.
Raymond Briggs.
Ooh.
He came up to the desk.
Yeah.
And I love Raymond Briggs.
Did he just an old bloke come up and say, "I'm Raymond Briggs"? And you went, "Oh, great, I love you." How do you know what Raymond Briggs looks like?
Oh, I love him.
Okay.
Big fan.
Yeah.
Like, big fan.
Okay.
I traced, when I was 12, yeah. I traced with a biro the entire Father Christmas book. And then I bought a folder and, like, had it bound. And then I showed my mum,
yeah.
And she saw the first page, and you know he says, "Blooming Christmas"?
Yeah.
She said, "Why do you have to make him swear?" So I tip-exed out all the bloomins.
Oh. Did Raymond Briggs turn up at the thing to have a go at you about the intellectual property theft? Did everyone just traces my books?
I wasn't selling it.
Doesn't matter.
No, yeah, but yeah, I let him in. He was with his grandson.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Yeah, mate, you go in. You go in." And they had the original sets.
What were you doing in there? Huh?
I got a kid. I'd speak to the kid. I'd speak to the kids. I'd
about be like, what? What role? Were you dressed up as Wallace? What were you doing in Wallace and Gromit's house just as you? You've got to dress up as something. You can't just be a bloke in there. Welcome to Wallace and Gromit's house. Where are Wallace and Gromit? Oh, they're out at the moment. Fucking dress up as Gromit.
What, on all fours? You walk around. How would I speak to him? He doesn't
you
speak.
You just raise your eyebrows in a quizzical manner to suggest their questions were stupid.
I don't know. They had to come up with an idea. They had to draw an idea.
Yeah.
And then I'd pin it on a...
John Cairns, go, "Hello, I'm John Cairns."
Yeah. Well, yeah.
No character at all.
What character would I be?
Just something that isn't just a bloke standing in a place he shouldn't be.
What do you mean shouldn't be? I
you shouldn't
there.
Be in Wallace and Gromit's. You should be in the Science Museum, but you shouldn't be allowed
It's in the Science Museum.
Well,
they didn't build a house like in the middle of a neighbourhood.
Dress up as something.
What?
Dress up as something.
Well, I had to wear black trousers and a red polo top.
Okay.
With their faces emblazoned.
Okay.
And it said, "Wallace and Gromit's cracking ideas." And the idea was you got kids to come up with ideas, and then you pin them on a thing that went round the whole museum, and they watched it, and it was like, yeah, those ideas are going to Wallace.
Was every idea, why don't you get Wallace and Gromit to host this thing rather than this bloke? Just a bloke.
Well, they had plasticine, there was the garden.
Yeah.
And there was green plasticine. The idea was that they could make little trees.
So is that what you'd take from the Science Museum? What would you take from the Science Museum if you could have had one? There's loads of things in there. What would you take
home? Oh, was
that
the question?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. What is a Gromit's house? There we go.
I'd take... There's loads of great things in the Science Museum.
Yeah? Stevenson's rocket?
Yeah, I'd take that home. Drive around in that.
Imagine drive around in that with your coffin.
That would be great. How many old ladies would be showing off that way?
Do you know, Stevenson's rocket...
Yeah.
Killed an MP.
I do, William Huskinson.
Yeah, wow.
Thank you.
Bloody hell, you did know that.
Yeah.
Have you got somewhere to be?
He's the first casualty of, well, obviously.
But he didn't go that fast.
I know. He was just dicking around, wasn't he? Wasn't he dicking around, just showing off to some girls? Go, look at me.
I read
this rocket, isn't that fast? It shouldn't be called a... Oh, fuck. That's what happened.
I read an interview with Kilroy Silk.
Yeah.
I didn't realise he was an MP.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I only knew him from the TV show.
Yeah.
And he said he wants to be buried at sea.
Okay.
He just wants to be tossed in the sea.
Yeah. No good for my coffin. I can't reuse that coffin. It's gone. I'm with it.
You'd be like James Cameron going down to try and get it.
Osama bin Laden was buried at sea, wasn't he, as well?
Was he?
Yeah. Just saying. Robert Kilroy Silk wants to be back with him under the waves. Leonardo DiCaprio was buried at sea, wasn't he?
Robert Kilroy Silk. Osama bin Laden and Leonardo DiCaprio just, you know, in a line.
Reunited in death.
Loads of people must have been buried at sea.
Yeah. You, John Cairns, the 95-year-old veteran, probably buried at sea.
Oh, man, I don't really listen to this podcast. Is it always this funny? It's so good. I'm really laughing. The host is brilliant, particularly. I sort of listen sometimes when I listen back to these and go, am I still as funny as that? Have I lost something along the way? Has the show become too respectful of its guests? Nah, it's fine. I'm still funny. I am. Please believe me. Anyway, look, really enjoyed that one. And I will keep asking that question because it gets some interesting answers and then leads us off into who knows where. John Cairns, what a... I mean, just some absolutely phenomenal guests there on this week's and this month's compilation as well. So well done to Ben Evans for finding all of that stuff. Well done to Catherine McKeegan for making it easy to find those things by having a beautiful website where she catalogues everything. Thank you also, of course, to Chris Evans, not that one, mainly for producing Ben Evans, who I think is going to be the talented one in that family, just as my children are going to be the talented ones in my family. But the next generation of the Evanses and the Herrings are going to do something amazing. I can tell you that right now. Have a lovely Christmas or New Year, depending when this goes out. We'll be back next month with another one of these, if we can find another question with enough answers. See ya. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials?
Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Thanks for listening. RichardHerring.com/gigs. GoFasterStripe.com for all my books, downloads, all that sort of shizzle. Oh, yeah, I know all the cool words. And would love to see you on the Can I Have My Ball Back tour if you can make it. Bye.